Today, we'll Be'ezus Hashem learn Daf Chav Ches of Masech Teksubis. Some of the topics we'll learn about include the machlokes if a husband can testify for his wife, a shvuya, the various halachos of separation required for a husband and wife who became prohibited, the cases in which ne'emonin lahoyed begoidlon masherou bekoitnon. A mature man can testify in Bezdin about an event which he witnessed while he was a katan, a child whose pasaleidus, however only regarding Yisurei Derabbanan. Some of the terms and concepts we'll learn about include Beis HaPras, a kever hames, a burial plot containing a deceased, is metame ba'oil, transmits tumah to one passing above it. However, atzmois hames, the bones of a deceased, that are at least kishir se'oira, equal to the size of a grain of barley or more, are only metame b'mago b'masa. They transmit tumah only through contact or carrying. If the atzmois are less than kise'oira, there's no tumah at all. If a sada sheyesh by kever, a field containing a mace, was nechrash, plowed, it's considered a beis hapras, a medoraisa einoi metame, because there's no chshash tuma, since we may assume that the atzmeis hamace were shattered by the plow to pieces pachis mikisa'ira. However, medrabonon, beis hapras metame kishir hoyleches hamachresha. The chachamim initiated that it's metame within a radius of 100 amas of the kever, which is the limit to which a plow transfers earth, because there's a concern for etzem kisa'ira in the plowed area.